You are listening to The Mindful Minute, meditations created for everyday joy. I'm Meryl Arnett, mama, meditator, and co-owner of Sacred Chill West. This podcast is recorded from my live Monday night meditation class, where we have a brief discussion followed by a 20-minute guided meditation. Hey, y'all. Thank you so much for these awesome reviews of the Mindful Minute podcast. I am so appreciative of you taking the time to write them, and I know it's helping other people to find this podcast. So today's winner of the giveaway is Charting for Baby. Charting for Baby wrote, "I've now been following Meryl and the Mindful Minute for over a year. I'm so thankful to have found a space and a voice to guide me through. She is current, calm, and funny, all while inspiring meditation in a real everyday life experience. Thank you and namaste." Namaste, Charting for Baby. Thank you so much for those kind words. Shoot me an email at meryl@merylarnett.com and let me know what your address is so I can send you your complimentary Mindful Minute tote bag and journal. We've got one more week of this contest going on, so if you haven't taken the time yet, please write me a quick review anywhere you listen to your podcast, and perhaps you will get this final tote bag and journal next week. Thank you. So welcome to our second week in the Meditation for Anxiety series. We're going to start just by paying attention to what we did last week, which was learn how to recognize the feelings of anxiety within our body, okay? It was, how do I sit with physical sensation when I'm feeling uncomfortable? The reason that this is so important for us to learn how to do is because 9 times out of 10, we learned as children how to disengage from our bodies the minute things got uncomfortable. So I'm feeling scared and my parents told me to be brave, suck it up and step into that classroom. And I learned how to ignore the butterflies in my stomach, right? Or I was feeling, shame around whatever behavior. And I learned how to kind of bury that down and do what I had to do to get through. So we learn sort of how to live from the neck up just in our thoughts. The problem with this is, as adults, something starts to feel anxious and we're only in our heads and it's thought, 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 thought. And it becomes so rapid fire, such a spiral, that we're not able to break out of it. And we're stuck in these little tornadoes of anxiety that's all in our head, and there's nothing to ground us and help us break out of the cycle. So this first step, this first invitation of, can I pause? Can I ask myself, what am I feeling in my body right now? Is the first step to breaking that cycle. And often, just that step is enough to break it. Right? If it's not too horrific a case of anxiety, that pause just long enough to say, what am I feeling, can be enough for you to step outside of the moment and choose how you want to respond to it. So the example I have of this in my own personal life, the very first example I have of this, some of you have heard because I share this story often, but I had been doing yoga and meditating for a while. And my own personal neurosis is being late. It always has been, it always will be. If I am running late for something, I am freaking out. And in Atlanta, with our traffic, I'm late all the time, right? And every single time I'm in the car physically sweating and either yelling out loud or in my head yelling, but I'm freaking out about it. Several years ago now, my youngest sister was graduating from college at the Dome. And at that time, I lived 2 miles from the Dome here in Atlanta. So for some reason, I thought that meant I could leave 10 minutes before graduation started and I would be on time, no problem. I don't know why I thought that, but that's what I thought. Well, it was bumper to bumper. All of Georgia State University was graduating. It was a bajillion people. And we're sitting in this traffic, not moving, and I'm watching the minutes tick by, and realization is dawning. I'm definitely gonna be late to my sister's college graduation.
And I could feel the physical sensation of the freak out happening. And it started in the very base of my belly. And it literally was like a flood rising of heat, of like gripping and tightness. I could feel the words in my throat. I'm about to turn and lay into my partner because somehow this was going to be his fault. And in that second, literally within 1 second, feeling those sensations, the thought in my brain was, I don't want to be this person on my sister's day. And I said, I'm not going to do it. And I literally didn't do it. I said, I'm going to be late. There's nothing I can do about it. I'm not going to get in a fight with my partner. I'm not going to say anything or be in a bad mood. It's going to be okay. And I was a little late and it was okay. And afterwards, we're at like dinner with the family, and not one, but two different people in my family came up to me and were like, that was different. How, you were fine. I know I was fine. I've been meditating. So sometimes just the practice of noticing physical sensation will be able to give you enough pause that you can step outside and make your choice of how you want to react. Okay. And sometimes we are so hijacked by the anxiety, we are so overcome with the intensity, that simply pausing to feel your body is not only not enough, it might actually feel impossible to do, right? Sometimes the anxiety is so intense that we're gonna A, fly into reaction without even noticing that we're reacting. Like we're already in it, right? We're angry and picking a fight, we're crying, we're, you know, however it is that we're choosing to react to the anxiety. Or we slam on the brakes, stuff it down and say, I'm not going there today. Or we distract ourselves by whatever means necessary. This is the binge watching, the online shopping, the eating, the drinking, the drugs, all of that, right? So one of those three is fight, flight, or freeze. And those behaviors are ingrained. We cannot avoid them. They are part of us. So I have shared before in this class and on this podcast that I have a 7, almost 8-month-old daughter. And about 3 months into her life, I got hit with a pretty intense case of postpartum anxiety, which was the most recent experience for me of having anxiety so intense that simply pausing to be like, what am I feeling right now, was not doing anything. And in those moments of that particular anxiety, I could feel the intensity of what I deemed to be a scary thought. And my immediate slamming on the brakes. I will not think about this. I'm not going to acknowledge this thought. Shut it down. The problem with this is, if we do this over and over and over again, it's akin to cramming your junk in that hall closet and never opening the door. And you're like walking around thinking, my house is so clean. I'm really tidy. I keep a very clean house. And in the back of your brain all day, every day, there's a piece of you whispering, I hope that guest doesn't open that hall closet and see all that shit I'm hiding, right? It's the same, okay? So in the back of our brain, we're like hiding all the things that are stressing us out or scaring us or creating discomfort for us. And even if it's not in the forefront, even if we're not actively acknowledging it, our body is responding to it. We're in fight, flight, or freeze, whether we want to be or not, because we're not addressing the things that are sending us into the spiral. So today, our practice is not only recognizing, not just paying attention to how we physically feel, but giving ourselves the opportunity to go a step deeper. This step is called investigate with kindness. Investigate with kindness is actually a dialogue with yourself. Okay, so this is how this sort of differs from normal mindfulness meditation. In our normal practice, we sit, we breathe, we feel, that's it. When we're in the throes of anxiety and we sit and we breathe and we feel, but we can't stop the thought, it's not going away and we can't think about anything else but the thought, this is when we investigate with kindness. And what it means is simply asking ourselves, what do I believe right now? What am I believing right now? And you will just ask yourself this question once, twice, 80 times, and notice what the innate response for you is, ask again. And notice what the response is and ask again. What we're trying to uncover is what's actually triggering the anxiety for us, because it's usually not the email from the boss. It's usually not the traffic on 285. It's not your kid crying. It's something so much deeper that most often has nothing to do with the moment. So I just listened to a parenting podcast that was talking about parents who experienced childhood trauma and are now trying to parent without letting that trauma impact their parenting. And the thing that was so interesting was the way they discussed your beliefs around what makes you lovable and unlovable, which is shame, right? The belief that you're unlovable is shame. If I do this, nobody will love me. That's what makes you feel shame. And so you can imagine if you were a little kid and your parents yelled every time you cried, and you believe in your DNA that crying makes you bad or unlovable, and then you grow up and you forget all about that belief, and then your kid cries, and you freak out on them, and you have no idea why you get so upset, right? But the understanding is somewhere in your cells, your body is going, oh my God, my kid's gonna be unlovable because they're crying. It's triggering your shame. So you can extrapolate that into any situation in your life. You get an email from your boss that says, this report is subpar, please do it again. And it triggers the feeling that you are failing, the same feeling you had in kindergarten when your kindergarten teacher said X, Y, Z, and you thought you were never gonna get out of kindergarten. And you're not sitting as a 40-year-old adult thinking, I'm gonna fail, but your body is thinking that, your body's believing that. And when we have this opportunity to sit down, be still, and ask, what am I believing right now? And we get down to that answer, now you get to be the 40-year-old adult who goes, I'm not in kindergarten, and it's fine. This is okay. It changes our response to the anxiety in the moment. So we're gonna start, but I just wanna say this one last thing. So we're gonna practice tonight, and you might be in a fantastic place that is not feeling anxious. And I'm gonna absolutely offer the opportunity to play with this, what am I believing question. And if there's nothing for you tonight, it's really okay. You could ask and just let it go. You could just stay with your breath. You might see what shows up. And if you're practicing at home and it's super intense, like you really are working with anxiety and it's super intense, this is an opportunity to take a break and journal and come back, okay? So you might start with a couple minutes of meditation to let yourself get into your body to feel. You might ask yourself what you're believing. And if it's a lot, stop for a minute, open your eyes, put it on paper. Just what am I believing? Couple words, don't write a whole story. Set it back down, close your eyes, come back again. See what you need just to be able to be with what's there. That's what we're trying to learn how to do. Stay present to what's here. Okay, let's get started. So if you've already been seated cross-legged for a minute, go ahead, uncross your legs, cross them the other way. Hands rest onto your lap, palms face down, and when you're ready, you'll let your eyes close. Together as a group, let's just clear out a breath. So take a deep inhale in, exhale a sigh. And we'll do that just once more, inhaling deeply. Exhale, let it go. Allowing your breath to flow in and out with ease. Just use the inhales and exhales as you feel yourself land here in your practice, in this moment. And you might start just by silently saying to yourself, now is my time to meditate. Now is my time to meditate. with that, you just allow yourself to settle. You might physically feel yourself dropping into your seat, letting the full weight of your body settle into the cushions or blankets beneath you. Subtly lifting up and lengthening your spine so that you feel tall and awake. Back of the neck might lengthen, crown of the head lifts. And like a wave, the whole front of the body softens. Forehead, the skin around the eye. The lips, the jaw. And the shoulders relax down your back. Just inviting a sense of space or ease right across the shoulders. Letting the next few breaths just move through the center of your chest. You might just notice what you feel in the center of the chest this evening. Gradually, your awareness moves down through the belly. You relax the muscles through the belly, just releasing a bit here. So you're not engaging, you're not pulling in. We're just letting our breath flow, letting our body settle. As you sit and breathe for a moment, you might just gently scan through your body, just noticing what you feel today. Noticing if there are any areas that feel particularly tight or tense. Noticing if there are any areas that want your attention. From this gentle awareness, you'll begin to feel your breath just inside your nose as you breathe. Can you feel the air move into the body and out of the body? You don't have to explain or describe your breath. But rather simply sit inside your breath. Feeling the inhale all the way through that breath. Feeling the exhale all the way through that breath. And as we settle ourselves into a period of silence, we'll just do our best to stay with this feeling of breath. And of course, for all of us, distractions and thoughts happen. And as best we can, we just simply let them roll by. You think a thought, and you come back and feel the breath. You get distracted by a sound or a memory, and you come back and you feel the breath. And you'll simply leave and return to the breath as many times as you can. And if a particular thought or feeling is too intense, if a memory or a situation just keeps dragging you away from your breath, practice silently saying to yourself, what am I believing right now? You could even place a hand over your heart and ask again, what am I believing right now? And then just listen. If the thought persists, you ask again, what am I believing? gotten lost in thought or story, see if you can come back to your breath for this last minute. Feeling inhale. Feeling exhale. Letting go of any judgment. Feeling your breath deep in here. Taking this one last second just to notice your experience today. When you're ready, gently wiggling your fingers and your toes a little bit. Drawing your palms together in front of your heart like a prayer, bow your chin down. Taking time to simply thank yourself for carving out the time and the space to sit still, to recognize and allow what you're feeling, and perhaps to investigate just a little bit deeper with kindness. Thank you guys so much for sitting with me today. It was my honor to be here with each of you. Let's take a deep breath together. Inhale in. Exhale, sigh. Namaste.
Thanks for listening to the Mindful Minute. You can learn more about me by visiting merylarnett.com. For bonus meditations, tips, and a little bit of baby spam, follow me on Instagram at merylarnett.